Hello, it's the 24th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Job losses will continue at Bedford Borough Council, according to Ian Miller of the Association of Local Authority Chief Executive and Senior Managers. The 27 layoffs at the council between 2020 and 2021 are expected to result in a redundancy payments of more than £1 million. Mr. Miller stated, job cuts will continue because local government has not been a priority for this or previous governments. The government's goal is to eventually end all exist payments seen to be excessively high from the public sector. A drug dealer was caught with a knife and drugs after reversing his car up the M1. Nathan Kayazala escaped jail, but 10 days his loud car attracted police again, who found more drugs. This time he wasn't so lucky and got 12 months suspended with 180 hours community service. Rogers Court, a new full-time homeless facility, will open later this week at the corner of Cordrell Street and Kingsway. 20 self-contained units are available for rough sleepers or those at risk. The government accepted the council funding bid for the project, which will be managed by both the council and Smart Bedford, a provider of the service for the vulnerable. There have been rolling road closures in South Beds as filming starts on a musical adaptation to a well-known Roald Dahl book. Speculation is high that the new musical might be Matilda and set in the 80s. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.